Well, we welcome into our studios our gals from the Family First Partnership here in North Platte. We've got Executive Director Jessica Vogt. How you doing, Jessica?
Hello, I'm doing well.
And you got your trusty Central Navigator. Is that her title?
That's correct.
Delicia Mata.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing, Delicia?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I just love how that name rolls off the tongue. I just love it. There's something about saying that name.
Very nice. Thank you.
Interesting. And to have a person like you that it goes along with it is even better, you know? You know, it's one thing to have a nice name, but to have a nice person behind it is...
Making my day. It's going to go good.
Doubly good. I like that. So tell us, we've got a little thing called a Lunch and Learn coming up here, I see, on the 28th.
Yes. So... Delicia and I have been working on sharing a program called Plan of Safe Care. And this program is for pregnant and or parenting moms through the first year of baby's life. It's structured for moms who need resources, wanting balance with emotional well-being. And it's really for moms who want to have a healthy, substance-free pregnancy and deliver a drug-free baby. The Plan of Safe Care was developed through the CARE Act with DHHS, and the overarching goal is to keep babies with mom after baby's born when there's a history of substance use.
Okay. Sounds like a great thing. So you've got this Lunch and Learn is connected with it, I take it then?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that a little bit.
Sure. So it will be Wednesday, January 28th. The plan is to have the meeting at TJ Nutrition. We're going to provide snacks, goodies, and lunch for our participants in attendance. And this will just allow a judgment-free opportunity. Moms expecting, moms with new babies, we can gather and share our supports for one another. And what's nice is this work is in collaboration with all our partnerships that really help support new moms, new families.
So it says here on the flyer you gave me that it's a judgment-free space to learn about the Plan of Safe Care. It's just you're going to be sharing information about what it entails. It doesn't obligate attendees then to get involved in this or sign up in any way?
No obligation. However, there is our incentives for participation.
And what would those incentives entail?
So we're going to have a points-based system, and every meeting that you attend, you will earn points, and you can redeem those points for an incentive. It could be a physical item. We could turn it into a fuel voucher if that's what the need is. There's going to be a variety of options.
Okay.
So primarily baby goods if a baby's in need of particular items.
All right. And then it also would be an opportunity to ask questions and get answers if you have questions about what this Plan of Safe Care program entails, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. And lunch will be provided. Obviously, if it's entitled Lunch and Learn, you're going to have lunch with it. That's good. Do we know what we're serving that day for lunch?
Not yet.
Are you the planner?
TJ Nutrition, they have a selective variety of goods. They have some quick go-tos or their wholesome shakes that they have with the nutritional value. So we're hoping to provide those options.
Okay. It'll be good, that's for sure. And then if anyone wants to sign up for it, what's the best way to do that?
They can call or text. The Central Navigator phone number, which is 308-520-3743. We don't require registration
for this. Can just show up.
You can just show up.
Okay.
But if you want to contact us ahead of time, you can certainly do that.
Absolutely. That will help you at least know for sure who's going to be attending, but you welcome people to walk in if they can't, if they don't know exactly what's going to be going on the 28th and want to wait until the day of to see like their schedule is going to be free and allow them to come that day, they can do that.
Yeah.
And just walk in and sign up when you walk in too. This Plan of Safe Care sounds like a great program too. And you know, Families First is all about, as the name suggests. It should be a place to go to find, you know, when you have needs and you're in that stage, especially for new moms, expecting moms, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. You need programs like that. And I know also your group is all about, if you can't meet a need directly, then you have partnerships with the other nonprofits town, and maybe somebody, usually there's another group that's better suited, and you can direct them to them. And that's
definitely that wraparound care, right? We want to provide all those supports, provide mm-hmm. all the connections, and keep the baby and the family well grounded. Mm-hmm.
And, it kind of starts that first year is kind of the key time. Obviously leading into giving birth is important as well, too. But and then that first year and helping moms out, too. And especially when it's kind of an unplanned situation, too, I imagine that comes into play a lot, too.
It certainly does.
You're not planning, and then you find out you're pregnant, too, and you need to have a support group. It's so good to hear of groups like Families First, and I'm sure there's many others that really are directed, and kind of the whole reason they're in business, so to speak, is to help mm-hmm. the young moms and
help support the babies, the families,
right?
Yep, the healthy
to be a support system,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And I think just knowing, I would think that'd be a great relief to expecting moms, especially in a high risk situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody that struggled with substance abuse. I don't think you ever do that on purpose to affect another life. And when you're giving birth to that, that young baby, you want it to experience the best atmosphere as possible, and you help guide them into that. Anything else, either in conjunction with this or anything about Families First that you gals wanted to mention this morning?
It's nice that Plans of Safe Care, this is for the new expecting moms. Mm-hmm. Then again, it's their after baby is 1 year old, we have the Straight Up Advocates group that they can continue on with that peer support connection and the meeting times. So we're gonna provide well-rounded services all the way through.
Yeah, I think they'll become a part of this is that, sometimes you don't realize that they're, when you find out, you get involved in things like this, there are other people in your situation. Mm-hmm. And it's just such a comfort to know if you get involved in a group like this, you can have a support, surround yourself with that support system and feel like, hey, there's other people experiencing what I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always know, no matter what situation you're in, if you can find other people that have either gone through it or mm-hmm. are going through a similar situation, mm-hmm. it's such a comforting thing, because you can tap into their experience, or you can share your feelings, what you're going through and how to handle it, and then knowing that Families First or other organizations are there, and they're, it's not like, you know, you're going to get through this tough time. They're there to support you, and there's groups there that will lead you through that, the whole process of pre-birth mm-hmm. and obviously the birth, and then they're not going to just drop you off at a certain point and say, okay, you're on your own now, right?
Our community in recovery, they are so pleased to be part of helping another mm-hmm. a family and helping our babies be healthy.
Even though we don't have an official center, there are so many organizations, churches, NAAA groups who work to support these people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they are a real hidden gem, which I know is the purpose of NA and AA. Is to remain anonymous, mm-hmm. But they mm-hmm. exist, and they are such an amazing resource in our community.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the groups that you work with that are kind of geared towards this Plan of Safe Care that help you out on that? Are there other groups?
Yes, mm-hmm. Women's Resource Center.
Obviously, they would be mm-hmm. one that comes to mind, sure.
Nebraska Children's Home Society, EDN.
EDN, Region 2, Arm in Arm.
Sixpence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, EDN and Sixpence often get the referrals from mm-hmm. the hospital, whether a child is born early or there is the substance use history. A lot of the churches, Two Rivers Fellowship mm-hmm. is a great, great community. Mm-hmm. I know that New Life, Harvest Christian, they also offer the 12-step programs. Mm-hmm. And they're the leaders of those programs are integrated into the community and mm-hmm. reach out to the people when they need it.
Deborah's Legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. They are also fantastic.
I mean, we don't mean to leave anyone out. So there is plenty. We
got there are so many resources here in town.
And we want people to know that. We want to make the connection with the appropriate programs to help support the needs. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's what Families First is all about. That's your goal is if you can't meet the need directly, you're going to refer them to mm-hmm. another
yep.
organization that is able to better meet their mm-hmm. their needs. And then the emotional side of it, too, as you're experiencing this, there's a lot of emotions into it. And especially if you're financially stressed already and mm-hmm. you're going to be adding you know, a new addition to your family too, then obviously that creates mm-hmm. a new set of stresses.
It sure does.
for you. And I'm sure you experience that a lot too, with how to help them out in that regard too. And you do have some resources towards that, don't you?
Yes, we do help
them out too. If they want more information, obviously the number you gave out earlier would work, the 520-3743. Mm-hmm. Do you have another number?
They can reach us on Facebook
okay.
or through the website, website.
Okay. So just Facebook and Families First Partnership, mm-hmm. they can do that.
Yep.
And what's your website? Families First with a 1ST?
1STpartnership.org.
Okay. Families1STpartnership.org. Mm-hmm. And then on that website, I know you've got a link to all the organizations, right, that you partner with,
yes,
right?
So we use Find Help. There is a link on our website that will take you directly to our
resource directory.
Yeah, it'll take them directly to the Families First Find Help mm-hmm. that connects with all the resources in town.
And then do they have to, like, specify what their need is ahead of time or just click on the
different
ones,
categories, or? And they can pick okay. from.
Okay.
And if any help is needed, give me a call and we can certainly.
Yeah. Delicia is the expert on Find Help.
Thus the title, Central yes. Navigator. Yes. You help people navigate yes. the best place to serve them, right, mm-hmm. that will meet their needs. Again, the Lunch and Learn is Wednesday the 28th of this month from 11:30 to 12:30 at TJ Nutrition. Don't have to sign up ahead of time. You welcome people to let you know if they're planning mm-hmm. on coming, but they're just as welcome to wait until the day of and just show up
yep.
That morning. Come to TJ Nutrition, which is at 509 East 4th. That would be very close to where we're sitting
yes.
this morning. And they have a spot in there. And is there a limit on with their space of how many people?
Not necessarily.
They can accommodate.
They have a big, open space, tables and chairs, and it's
so that's not going to be a worry at all on getting that in ahead of time too. So they'll have space for you, and they'll provide lunch that day, and it's entirely free. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
There's
yes.
no cost associated with it, and you get those incentives and collect points for stuff that will help you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you need to bring your child.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
We would love
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of it.
That would hold some people back if you said no.
Absolutely,
you have to
would.
Find somebody to take care of your child during the
now,
time.
I mean, if somebody has COVID, please stay home.
Well, yes. If you got the flu or
yeah.
COVID or something, which can be spread rapidly.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Otherwise,
but still give us a call if you have any questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. And are you going to, is this going to be anything you like tape and post for later or anything like that? Or
our goal is to offer it once a month. And if it's successful, we may do it multiple times a month.
Oh, okay.
This is our first one.
Launching.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we would like to make this a regular occurrence.
Okay. That sounds great. Again, the 28th at TJ Nutrition. 11:30 to 12:30 Lunch and Learn, specifically geared towards expecting moms or mm-hmm. moms that have just given birth mm-hmm. and want resources to help them out in their journey. Okay. Our guests have been Jessica Vogt, the Executive Director of Families First Partnership, and Central Navigator Delicia Mata. We thank you ladies for coming on Mugs this morning and look forward to seeing you next month, okay?
Thanks, Corey.